Item 10. Provision of public open space in private development projects. Welcome Mr. Lai from the Development Bureau. And also Ms. Yvonne Chang from Lands Department and Senior Landscape Planner, Mr. Tom Ip from Planning Department. They're here to join us for the discussion of provision of public open space in private development projects. At the two previous meetings, we've received letters from local residents asking us to show some concern concerning this issue. Residents from Metro Harbourview have already expressed their views. At the last meeting, the Development Bureau has not given us any answer, and since last meeting, they've sent us a written reply. But members do not quite understand the reply. That's why we have this item on the agenda. And we've invited representatives from the Development Bureau and Planning Department to tell us more about this. So the three officials are here. Members, your comments? Or shall we let the departments reply first? May I propose that we listen to them first?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Lau. So, Development Bureau, Lands Department, and Planning Department, can you tell us the policy of the Bureau or the departments concerning this?
请我哋上嚟。
Thank you, Mr. Lai. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for inviting us to come here. For our policy concerning the provision of public open space in private development projects, well, our policy has been in place for many years. The purpose is to have comprehensive development, and we want to have proper planning, and we want to have more public open space, and we hope that this can tie in with the increase in population with the new private development projects. We are grateful to your concern. And then in 2008, there was a policy review. In January 2010, we told the Legislative Council as to the enhancement of our policy concerning this matter. We have also explained the position of the Bureau as well as the difficulties that we've encountered. We are of the view that for owners' corporations and property management agencies, broadly speaking, they are able to allow the public to make use of the public open space. Therefore, the government's position is that we would just continue with the policy, that is, the POS will be open to the public. However, for individual cases, some individual property owners were concerned about privacy and security, and they raised questions about the responsibilities and liabilities. The Development Bureau considered the views of such property owners, and we believe that depending on the merits of individual cases, we can be more understanding and accommodating. In 2010 January, we submitted a paper which outlined five conditions, satisfaction of which can exempt the opening up of POS to the public, including the Metro Harbourview, so that we can make changes. There are five major points about the criteria. First of all, the Lands Department thinks that it is legally all right to exempt it. Second, the exemption must be applied for by the owners' corporation or all the owners, and they must meet the requirements of the lands department, like paying for the waiver fee in relation to the exemption, and certainly in line with the Hong Kong planning standards and guidelines. There is already a POS planned or being provided, and the provision is adequate. We must also consider the location of the POS and the distribution of the POS in the district. And fourthly, if the provision of POS is already included in the explanation to the OZP, then we have to remove that mention in the OZP, and we must get the approval from the Town Planning Board. The application must have the support of the district council as well as the area committee involved, because it means that in future the POS will no longer be open to the public. Now, in the case of the Metro Harbour View, I think the owners' corporation there is aware of the five conditions. In the past few years, they have tried to talk to the relevant area committee. They tried to negotiate with the area committee to see how this can be taken forward. This is all from me. Thank you. Thank you. We'll give the floor to members for questions. First of all, Mr. Lau Pak Kee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just now, we have heard the department in relation to their policy guidelines. Let me declare interest. I'm also a property owner of Metro Harbour View. I do have mixed feelings here. Now, the government has said that in relation to Metro Harbour View, you say that exceptional circumstances would result in exceptional treatment. But then, for the case of Metro Harbour View, I think in the beginning, the developer and the government came to some sort of an agreement, but then that agreement must be problematic. The POS is at a level equivalent to the fourth or the fifth floor of a building, and there would be security implications. Now, a few years ago, the policy bureau said that we could apply for an exemption. Well, a lot of owners would seek to do that. However, your reply to our request is that we must meet all the requirements. However, I find it problematic. First of all, area committee's role. Now, among the various criteria, we are in Tai Kok Chui, and for the Tai Kok Chui Area Committee, members include school principals, chairman of owners' corporations, and welfare organizations in Tai Kok Chui. Recently, at a meeting of the Tai Kok Chui Area Committee, I've submitted a paper asking for their decision so that they can tell us whether they support or object to the privatization of the POS. Unfortunately, it was vetoed by a large margin. Now, you always said that owners' corporations can talk to the relevant departments, but now we tried, but then we have been rejected. Does it mean that even if the Town Planning Board is to give the green light, we can't do it because you say that all five conditions have to be met? Now, one of it is no longer in existence to us. So please tell in certain terms to the owners of Metro Harbour View what they can do. Now, you set down five conditions. It seems that one of them cannot be met. So please tell us exactly in clear terms as to what else we can do if we already know that one of the five conditions cannot be met. You talk about having to pay for the exemption. It's something like a waiver fee. As a member of that constituency, I want to know whether or how much we have to pay by way of the waiver fee. If it is going to be a substantial sum, would it be affordable? You ask us to talk about it, but we don't know how much it is going to cost us. And do we have to meet all the 5 conditions, and please do not drag it for so long. It is a matter of justice. You have to do justice to the owners of Metro Harbour View. Thank you. Well, for the West Area Committee, I think last time they voted on the matter. They voted against the application. Now, since the area committee is involved, so maybe Ms. Ho, the DO, can also talk about the comments from the area committee. Mr. Chairman, I didn't take part in that meeting. Our senior liaison officer was present, so I'll give the floor to her. On the 23rd of November, Yao Chimong West Area Committee had a meeting talking about the POS. That is, the application is to sort of refuse public access. There were 13 votes against the application. 1, no comment. There wasn't a single vote in support of it. Therefore, for the West Area Committee, the final decision is not to support the request of the owners from the Metro Harbour View. Thank you. Well, we know the voting results, and in fact, the District Council in its previous term had a discussion about the matter. Many members are of the same view. Other than the member for that area who knows the place, the area committee is also aware of the situation there. Now, so we respect the views of the area committee. Just now, a member raised this question. 5 conditions were mentioned. You have to meet all the 5 conditions before you can get back the POS, so to speak. Now, one of the conditions is certainly not going to be satisfied. As to the others, say for example, the OZP and whether there's an adequate provision of POS elsewhere, later I will invite the departments to give an answer if we need to meet a number of conditions. So if we know that one of them is not going to be met, what can we do? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to answer the questions from the chair and members. In the case of Metro Harbour View, yes, as has been pointed out, it is a unique case. Therefore, in January 2010, we referred the case to the LegCo, and then we did say that for certain POS within private development projects, owners may seek the approval to be exempted. And 5 criteria were mentioned. Both the District Council and the relevant area committee must support the application. I just want to mention that when the government considers whether there will be support or not, the District Council will play a very important role in collecting the views both for and against. The same is true for the Area Committee. So unless the DC and the AC are to in clear support of the application, the government would not give consideration. This is because for the POS in private development projects, currently the POS is open to the public. If we keep it from the public, it means that the public can no longer use the POS. Therefore, the Area Committee and the District Council, tasked with the collection of views from the public, will play a very important role. And that's why it is one of the 5 conditions. Now, a word on the waiver fee. It is a matter for the Lands Department to give you a professional assessment. The job is done by their surveyors. So if owners ask for an exemption, the surveyor from the Lands Department will then come up with a fee suggested. Planning Department, not Highways Department. Well, One of the conditions being the local provision of POS. Well, for this matter, in fact, last time at the Mongkok West Area Committee meeting, I gave an explanation. Let me repeat it again. We followed the requirements of the Hong Kong Planning Standard and Guidelines. With a given population, we needed a certain amount of POS. However, in the course of planning, we have to look at both the local level as well as the district level. We look at the case of Mongkok as well as Yao Chim Mong at a broader level, at a high level. Now, let me come back to the case of Metro Harbour View. Well, it is within Mongkok. According to the Hong Kong Planning Standard and Guidelines, we are supposed to provide 27 hectares of open space. Now, we have to count both the planned and those already provided. We have only got 14.4 hectares. In other words, we are 16.7 short. For Tsim Sha Tsui and West Kowloon, we have got quite a lot of POS. If we take the broader district into account, we have over provision of 42 hectares. I did give this information to the Mongkok West Area Committee, but it's up to them to form their own view. Other departments? Mr. Lau. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the Lands Department would not disclose the size of the waiver fee, so they're still dragging the feet. Now, this time, I got it clearer. Now, the Area Committee doesn't agree. And in fact, we know that for Mongkok, the POS, the open space is not adequate. In other words, we can never meet your conditions. So, in this case, I would suggest that for the owners of the Metro Harbour View, they have been bothered by the case for many years. Why don't you give the information to the OC of the Metro Harbour View, tell the owners, so that you tell them clearly that there's no chance that we can get it. Tell them that that's the end of the story. Don't make them wait. Otherwise, people get the impression that the area committee, the district council are standing in the way. Now, if you say that there's inadequate open space in Mongkok, even if the area committee is to agree, there's no way we can meet the requirements. So, Mr. Chairman, for this part of our minutes and for their reply, so please copy them to the owners of the Metro Harbour View. I hope that the Development Bureau can adjust the policies, take the initiative to approach the Metro Harbour View. Thank you, Mr. Lau. Other members, any other questions? Mr. Chen Shu-tong. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got so much information. Well, there's no leeway at all. From the data and from the five conditions A to E given to us. In fact, there are also sub-conditions under a particular condition. So altogether, there are six hurdles to overcome. Now, just like horse racing, if one of the elements is not on, then you lose your race. So I don't think there's any further room for discussion. I see no hope. There's no chance that there will be new development in this matter unless there are new decisions. So I think we should just put it aside as far as the document is concerned. Well, the department told us that for the OZP, for Mongkok itself, there is an inadequacy of open space provision. But if you take Yao Chim Mong as a whole, then of course it's different. We need to look at the area instead of the entirety of Hong Kong. So Is there anything wrong with the planning or what? I really hope that the department can identify more open space in our district. Otherwise, you try to state that there are a number of conditions to be met, but in fact, there are inherent problems so that the conditions can never be met. That would be a big problem.
One more thing. Thank you, Chairman. Whether it's the written response or the response from the officials, frankly, it might sound as if it's easy to understand, and yet at the same time, it's also very difficult to understand. As a flat owner or as a resident there, how are you supposed to understand this? I think the most simple way to do it is for the administration to come up with a written reply so that the owners incorporated would be able to get a formal response. You talk about the criteria, and then there are five criteria. But then sometimes I cannot but think about it. Well, will there be priorities amongst these criteria? Well, in giving us the five criteria, so is the ordering of the criteria is that an indication of the priority that they've been given? All right, with regard to Metro Harbour View and so on, A, B, C, D, E, so does one follow another? Obviously, you have your own thinking, so can you let us know? So that owners of Metro Harbour View will have a better idea as to how they should interpret these criteria, or else if they were to understand this through words of mouth by different people, then there might be some difficulty. What you owe us is the truth and a true picture. Once they get a full picture, then they will feel a lot easier about it. Yes, Chair? Mr. Chair? Yes, I'd just like to say a few words on this. I think what the situation is like, according to the developer, all right, is, the most important thing is for them to come up with a full explanation so that the residents and also the owners' corporation would understand it. As to how the policy should be revised, I think there is a need for you to give a full account to the OC and also the residents' consent, because we thought that we were supposed to wait for it, but then the matter has been dragging on for too long a time, and therefore we would like to get a full answer. All right, apparently there is a shortfall of 10 hectares of landscape area. So can you just tell us this point, or else if this cannot be done, then it would be very difficult for us to continue with this conversation. All right, with regard to the landscaping area, or the is there a serious shortfall? Well, thank you, Chairman. Well, we refer to a number of points. With regard to the landscape area, under the HKPSG, in the particular area, we have to have appropriate location where there is already sufficient greening, then it would be okay. And also, we also have to look at the location of the open space and what the facilities are. And there is no requirement that we will have to look at the broader district or the smaller district. But then I'm sure for members from Mong Kok West, whether or not you may have a very large park in Kowloon Park, well, to them, the chance that they will be able to use it would be very slim. And that's why, to them, they would prefer to follow the requirement for the smaller area. But then we will also have to bear in mind the overall supply of such facilities. In fact, when we submitted the information to the TPP, we actually submitted both set of data. So they will have to look at both the situation in the broader district and also the situation on the ground for the small locality. And therefore, with regard to the application by residents or owners from Metro Harbour View, we also consulted the Mong Kok West Area Committee, and
we also asked them if there were major problems with regard to the supply of open space in that area. Well, I dare not say that if you're not able to meet the requirement for a particular small constituency, then it would not be okay. I think that's the situation. So we have both the figures for the smaller constituency and then the situation for the broader district. And also, we will also have to look at the supply of open space in the neighborhood. Well, when the owners made the application, they also came up with this justification because nearby Metro Harbour View, there is also open space, but then that might have been listed as part of Shan Shui Po. And therefore, in considering this issue, we should not just be looking at Mong Kok District. We might also have to look at the area, for example, the Tong Chau Street Park in Shan Shui Po. So these are the issues that you may wish to consider. Yes, Mr. Hao. Thank you, Chairman. Whether it's the planning department or the lands department, as you can see, in terms of open space in Tai Kok Choi, well, we do have a shortfall. Yes, Shan Shui Po is just next door to us, but then when you consulted the residents, well, you're actually looking at Tai Kok Choi, that is Mong Kok West, and for residents from that area, as we have heard from the officer, well, 13 votes were not in favor of it. And therefore, if you want to get the area committee and the district council support, and if the area committee is not in support of it, I don't think there is any need for us to discuss this any further. I think under the leadership of the chairman, I think we should just wrap up our discussion on this. All right, we have already taken on board members' views and the response from the administration. I think you will have to make sure that you overcome all the hurdles, and if you're able to overcome all the six hurdles, then we'll be able to resolve the matter satisfactorily. But then for the first hurdle, you have not been able to overcome it, and it's a question of how big a circle you'd like to draw. And for the smaller circle, you have not been able to meet the current requirement. And therefore, honestly, on the records of today's meeting, we'll put that on record. And also, as you can see, there is a letter from the from Metro Harbourview, and I hope that you would also note that. And I hope that the relevant department, in particular the Development Bureau, you will have to respond to the owners of Metro Harbourview. You will have to give them an updated report on the latest development. All right, whether there are five hurdles or six hurdles, if you're not able to meet the criterion, then in principle, that would be it would be difficult. If you're not able to meet one of the required conditions, then it would be difficult for you to press ahead with this. And for the open space, if there is any shortfall, then I think we all agree that within our community, in particular in the western area, in Tai Kok Choi, there should be more public open space. You should supply us with more data. There should be more land for parks and gardens and sitting out areas and so on. So I don't know whether this might help. I hope that after the meeting, the Development Bureau will have to get back to Harbourview or Metro Harbourview to update them on the situation. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Concerning our discussion with the OC of Metro Harbourview, the Bureau has engaged in some correspondence with the development, and we have explained to owners of Metro Harbourview on the stance of the Bureau, as well as the situation concerning this issue. So we will continue to maintain our communication with them. Mr. Wong Manqing. Thank you, Chairman. Well, as the Chairman just said, you invited the Development Bureau to give us something in writing. Well, forgive me for being a bit long-winded. I think the principle will have to be highlighted. Well, the Area Committee did not support it, but it just rejected one of the conditions. But then when you set up all the five conditions, I hope that you can adopt a more balanced approach instead of exaggerating the Area Committee's objection. In fact, there are many points where you have not been able to meet the standard. So I think the most important thing is for you to come up with a balanced presentation. All right. Anything from the Development Bureau? Yes, sorry for speaking again. Well, you also talk about the 5 points, whether or not they are in the order of priority. Well, in fact, there is no rigid requirement that they be viewed in such a manner. In fact, with regard to the proposed waiver, we will have to make sure that is legally in order, and therefore the Lands Department will definitely look into it. But then, of course, that might not have been stated as the first statement. All right, I think we have already had an adequate discussion on it. With your agreement, I think we will have to wrap up here, and we are grateful to the Development Bureau, the Highways Department, and the Lands Department. Yes, the Highways Department, and also the Planning Department and the Development Bureau for coming to this council to brief us on the latest situation. Thank you.